Hello.
Kevin, how are you doing?
Good.
Kevin, this is Mario. I was just giving you a call back.
Oh yeah, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, brother. I just want to make sure that, I'm not wasting your time, brother. If this is something that you find interest in for Vault Lab, then I don't mind going over pricing and details as far as getting the company on that first page.
Okay.
To send customers your way, but I just want to make sure I'm not wasting your time, brother. I mean, is this something that you would like for the company?
Yeah, depends. I just signed up with some more marketing last night, actually, for some magazine ads. So my marketing's definitely adding up real quick. But I might still have it left in the budget. Kind of depends where you guys come in at, of course.
Okay. Well, I mean, if a budget thing is the concern, don't worry. I'll work with you on that to get you something not comfortable. But I mean, at the end of the day, let's be realistic. And I say that with all due respect, Evan. I mean, you're gonna stick to what works, right? I mean, that's the bottom line, right? I mean, whatever creates the best results for you, that's what I believe that you're gonna stick around with. And I can just tell you this much: I'm not coming here today to say you're going to become a millionaire because you're on the first page of Google, but we could definitely help keep you busy, right? And that's something that we do. Now, I don't remember if we talked about Vault Lab Electric. Is it just you just concentrate on electric only? That's it?
Yeah, residential electrical.
Okay. You're not doing commercial right now?
No.
Okay, perfect. Are you licensed or not just yet?
Yes, I am licensed.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull that up. Okay. No, give me one second, brother. What city are you out of?
Kirkland.
Kirkland, that's right. Kirkland, Washington. Okay. That's what I thought I had. Let me just make sure what the requirements are there. Okay. And what type of license do you have? Because I know there's a Washington State Electrical Contractors, the State Telecommunication, and then the Specialty Electric.
Yeah, I have all of them.
Do you really? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the ones necessary.
Right. No, that's pretty awesome. I don't, sometimes I speak to guys and they'll have one or two, but not all of them. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, screw those guys. I'll take their word.
Hey, and that, you know what? I'm not trying to kiss you know what, but I mean, having all those, I mean, that definitely could happen. Now,
Yeah.
general liability, in the state of Washington, you're required to have 250K. Is that something you're covered with?
Yeah, I have all the liability and insurance.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, this is what we can offer, Evan. This is Google's guarantee, right? I think we went a little bit over that yesterday. This is Google's most successful service, which all the top competitors of yours who are seeing top results and staying busy, that's what they're doing, right? Have you heard of Google Guarantee before?
No.
Okay. It's also known as Google Verified. It's a pay-per-qualified lead program, right? So you would only get leads, Evan, that are qualified. And that has the whole world to do with it, right? Because I don't know if you work with other providers in the past, like Angie's List, HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack. These guys send you leads who they send to about maybe seven or eight others. They're recycle leads. And whether you get the job or not, if you pick up the call, or if it's somebody just asking for pricing or somebody looking for a job, you get hit with the charge, right?
Yeah.
So that does not work this way with Google. The major benefit here is that the leads are going to come directly to you, Evan. These leads are not shared. And here's what's most important. It's a qualified lead. What does that mean? It's somebody actually looking for you to do the work. right? It's not someone who's wasting your time. It's a qualified lead. In the event that it's not a qualified lead, right, let's say it's a spam call, somebody asking you for work, someone that has nothing to do with, you know, wanting you, you know, for you to do any type of work or render your services, then you don't pay for that lead, okay? And that's what sets the Google Guarantee Service apart. That's why it has a 96% retention rate. Like, clients love it. With that said, the cost per lead, let's go into that really quick so I can share that with you. So what you're looking at per lead, that's a qualified lead, Evan, and I'm sorry if I'm using that word quite a bit. It's just the difference between just a lead and a qualified lead. Okay. Uh-huh. What you would be paying per qualified lead is $27 per qualified lead, right? For a person that calls you that's interested in your service, you would be paying $27. Google does require you to have a minimum of 13 qualified leads per month, and they require you to have an activation budget, which is like an allocation where you set aside the amount that Google asks for to make sure that when they do send someone that's qualified, a qualified lead over to you, they have somewhere where they can extract. They want to make sure they get paid those $27, in other words. So the allocation budget for that is $351. That's it. It's not that you're going to pay that, it's that you just have to have that allocated. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because the moment that you get a lead, you get a job, Google says, okay, you know, we send that qualified lead over to you now. You know, I want the $27. So that's why they have the allocation of that budget of $351 set to the side, because that's where they would pick up those $27 from. Okay? Now, let's say that in 1 month, and it happens quite a bit where you're only able to do, you know, 3, 4, 5 jobs, then the rest of the leads don't get charged or go to waste. They just roll over to the secondary month.
So I only pay per lead?
That's it. You're paying per lead, okay, the $27. So on top of the lead service, what's included with this, it's obviously you're going to be placed on the Google Guarantee, which is right at the top of the first page of Google. You know, when you first open the page on Google, the very top companies that you see are Google Guarantee. And then it starts going down and you start seeing the organic section, the local section. But the guys way at the top who stay busy, those are the Google Guarantees, the Google Verifieds. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, in order to qualify for that, I have to ask you a few questions. And I apologize, you know, for the questions, but it's Google's guidelines. Have you had a felony in the last 7 years?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. I know some silly questions, and, you know, I had some guy yesterday who was like, what? A felony? I said, yeah, I know, right? Okay. Do you have a valid driver's license, Evan?
Yes.
Okay. A valid Social Security?
Yes, I have everything.
Okay. I know. I just got to ask, brother. Please excuse me for that. Okay. So with that said, obviously you do qualify for the Google GV, the Google Verified program, which you would pay, you know, per qualified lead. Now, the application to get you going through Google Verified, because not everyone qualifies, it's $250. And then you pay monthly to keep you on that first page. What's included with that? Do you have a website for the business yet?
Yes.
For both? Okay, perfect. So we don't have to create one. That's amazing. I mean, that saves you quite a bit of money. Since you have your own website, we can still put it on that top first page of Google, which is a good thing, right? Because it's pointless to have a website if it's not being looked at. Secondly, how about social media, Evan?
Yeah, I have a business account for Facebook and also Instagram.
Okay. The reason I ask is that Facebook works directly with Google, and Google and Meta. Meta was run Facebook. They have a partnership. So what we would be able to do, we would run ads on Facebook for you, and it's already included. You don't pay separate for those ads. We also include Apple. For anyone that has an iPhone, uses Siri to communicate. We include the AI, which is the new thing going on, the artificial intelligence. And we also include Yelp ads if you would like them. They're already included. Why? Because Google has a partnership with Yelp, so we're allowed to also advertise you there under the same price and same umbrella. Okay? There's no contract here, Evan. Everything's month to month. Okay? To get the ball rolling today, what you're looking at, bear with me 1 second. It's $499 today, and then $249 every month after is what you're looking at. Now, when the Google Verified is said and done, it normally takes a few weeks for them to come back and say, okay, Evan is good to go. We're allowed to send him qualified leads, you know, because they want to make sure they're, you know, the work that you get, they send you to these houses that you're good to go. That's why they do the background check and so forth. But once you're up there, man, I mean, you'll see the difference right away, you know, what's Google compared to these other providers. But, again, once that's done, then our Google Verified department will reach out to you, and that's when you allocate that budget for the, what was it, the $351. You know, once that's said and done. During that time frame, we're going to obviously get your website updated and going through the GBP on Google. The ads on Facebook will be running. All of that takes place between 7 to 14 days. Now, here's a question that I do want to ask you very straightforward, Evan. Are you on a spot right now where, you know, if you start getting the jobs and the calls from the platform on that first page, are you able to handle more business?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a crew with you, or how are you operating?
No, but I have plenty of people I can hire.
Okay, so that's not a problem then. If you needed help, you can get it.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Now, on Google, which I'm sure you probably know this, people are found on Google by keywords, right? Nobody goes on Google and it's going to type in Boat Lap Electric. Now, the reason I'm asking this is that there's different keywords that we can list you under, Evan. Now, you know, a lot of the people I deal with that do electrical, I mean, they're under like electrical panels, lighting installation, lighting fixtures, EV chargers, replacement of breakers, circuit breakers, and so forth. What would be some of the keywords that you would like to be listed under?
Yeah, that all definitely falls under my scope. I already had a lot of those keywords already set up for my Google ads, but like I said, they just weren't beneficial, so the verified ad sounds better.
Oh, yeah, man, you're... Again, I'm not trying to make it seem more than it is, but you're going to see the difference, what Google Verified does, opposed to, like, just a regular ad on Google. It's night and day, brother. And I tell you that because I get to see it firsthand, right? And I referred a couple of buddies, too, that have their business on Google Verified, and, you know, they're doing pretty well now that they're getting only qualified leads. It's a game changer. But, okay, so the same keywords that you have, those won't change then.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm asking, so you want to leave those the same. Okay. Now, what time and what days would you like it to say on that Google Verified on the top of the page that you are open for business? Are you doing like Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday? What are you doing?
You could just say 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Are you on call?
I can be, yeah.
Okay. And then how far outside of Kirkland? I think I asked you that before. How far outside of Kirkland are you willing to travel?
Oh yeah, I can go to Woodinville, Bellevue, Redmond,
you
Mercer
said Woodinville,
Island.
Bellevue, where else?
Yep, so after Bellevue, Redmond.
Redmond, okay.
And also Mercer Island.
Roughly how many miles would you say this is outside of Kirkland? Can you give me an estimation?
20.
20, okay.
Yeah, you could just do a radius.
A radius, okay. Just so you know, Google does allow up to 50 miles, so 20 miles is actually pretty fair.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to go further, we can definitely do that, okay? And then, Evan, what is your last name, brother?
Cade, C-A-D-E.
C-A-D-E, Cade. And do you have a good email address?
Yeah, evan@voltlabelectric.com.
Evan@voltlab@gmail.com?
No, voltlabelectric.com.
Voltlabelectric, okay.
And I read through your guys' reviews on Google Business.
Okay.
And you guys have a good amount of reviews, of course. That's a good thing that's standing out from you guys and all these other marketing places that are hitting me up. Like, why would I go with a marketing company that doesn't even have good reviews that specializes in Google? You know, so I definitely hang up on the other people so far, but you guys are different in that way. You have 1,000 reviews. It's looking decent. And I read through your reviews. Majority of them are good. Some of them are alarming, of course, which can happen. Some of them talked about putting too many backlinks and then getting flagged for spam on Google and then having their website and Google page shut down. What do you have to say about that?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The clients that inquire any such thing as far as having any shutdown, any suspension, we work directly with our partners that we have in Google to get that assessed right away. A lot of the times these individuals either don't submit the required documents that we ask for in a timely manner, which causes the GBP to be paused. As far as the reviews that we go, you're right. We do have over 1,000 reviews with a 4.3 rating. I mean, you're a business owner, Evan. You know that, you know, you're unable to keep everyone happy, right? I mean, the people that we have unhappy is less than 5% of our customer base, right, which is in the thousands. And one of the things I tell clients, I mean, you know, even Disneyland, which is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, gets bad reviews because they sell churros $15 or their soda pops are $10.
Yeah.
And people go on there and put a horrible review about how bad Disneyland is because they sell churros at $15, which is not really the case. It's just business-based. But I can tell you this much. There's a reason why we've been premier Google partners for 20 years now. I mean, obviously, we're doing something right. You know, I don't want to sit here and tell you, hey, man, we're the best company in the whole wide world, and we're going to make you a millionaire because you're on the Google Verified. Absolutely not, right? But one thing that I could stand by and say that I see growth after growth through our company year after year because of the success of the companies that we work with, you know, because mm-hmm. In order for us to keep that premier partnership, I mean, we also have to answer to Google guidelines, right, to say, hey, look, what we're doing for our clients is working. And Google backs us up with that, right? They say, okay, because of that, you know, you guys can continue to be our premier channel partner to work with, you know, smaller end businesses.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, again, the email that you gave me is coming back is not valid, Evan.
Okay, maybe you typed it in wrong. So it's EVAN.
Okay.
At voltlabelectric.com.
Evan@voltlabelectric@gmail. Okay.
No. It's not at Gmail.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you said that to me about 4 times already. God, why do I keep insisting for you to have a Gmail address?
Yeah. It's linked to my website, man. I'm official.
Okay. Evan@voltlabelectric.com. Okay. Perfect. All right. Let me just update that down. Yep, there it is. You're absolutely right. Okay. Sorry about that, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that
also,
number... That... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If I were to discontinue the service with you guys,
mm-hmm.
would I have access to all the other stuff you helped me get set up for?
Yes, very good question, right? So once we do the GBP, web add-ons that we do on the website and so forth, we're not authorized like these other companies where they'll take the profile and say, okay, well, now you left us, you know, we're going to keep it, right? Under Google guidelines, we're not able to do that. You know, that information in GBP, once it's on there, it's on there, right? The only thing that you won't get from us is that promotion of us keeping you on that first page.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, that 360, 965, 58, 81 number, is that the number that you would like to continue to appear on there, or do you have a separate number?
Are you talking about my phone number?
Correct.
Appear where?
On the first page of Google, brother.
Oh, 360-965-5881, is that the number?
Yeah, here, let me verify it. I have, okay, let's see. Yeah, it's still the same one. I just wanted to make sure it's the same one, which is, 360-965-5881.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. I mean, you have 5 stars so far, right? The only thing, you only have 9 reviews,
yeah.
Right? So we will definitely also work with you on making sure, you know, you boost those up, right? I mean, you know how that works, right? The more reviews, the better things look as well, you know, so,
right.
Okay.
I just got another review last night, but he left it on freaking Thumbtack instead of Google.
Oh, man, that's not cool, because Thumbtack is not going to give it to Google, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
They're like, no, thank you, that belongs to us. Okay, perfect. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. How long have you had Volt Lab for, if you don't mind me asking, Evan?
Like a month and a half.
A month and a half, okay. Perfect. Okay. You sound pretty young, man. I'm not trying to get off topic, but if you don't mind me asking how old you are?
29.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool, man. 29 years old, you're running your own business. You don't get too many 29-year-olds.
Yeah.
No, the youngest guy I got that I put him on Google Verified on the Google Guarantee was 22 years old.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. I said, man, I wish at 22 I had my head on straight, imagine.
I know.
Okay, bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay. So one of the things that we do ask for, Evan, is a 3-month verbal commitment. We're not, there's no contract with us, right? You can cancel whenever you want. There's no contract attached to this. But in order to see top maximum results, which, you know, you'll start seeing, right? But we always ask that our clients give us, as a company, 3 months of their time to say, hey, man, you know what, I'm going to stick around. Because most of the clients that give us 3 months, we establish long-term relationships. So, again, mm-hmm. you know, just a heads up on that. Okay. You're right. I was looking at your website right now, and your email is right on here, man. I just got it from here instead of giving you a hard time. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And then on the website, you do have a, you do have it listed as 24 hours. You keep it that way?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me.
That way they don't ever hesitate to call.
Okay. I don't know how you do it, getting those phone calls late at night.
Oh, my phone's on Do Not Disturb anyway, late at night.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so far the only person that hit me up very late,
mm-hmm.
when I was still running Google Ads at the time, which is seemingly the only time that this ever happened, was a guy that was looking for work.
Oh, man, I didn't mean to laugh. That's pretty funny.
He's like, are you hiring?
Well, see, that's the beauty about Google Verified, right, is that if you get a call like that, it's not going to count against you, right? It's only for qualified leads, which is, I mean, like I said, man, you're going to see the difference, and you're going to be like, dude, what the hell was I doing, you know, not getting on the Verified a lot sooner. But
yeah.
What address do you have the business registered to, Evan? This is not going to go on Google, obviously. It's just in case we have to send anything out to you.
4311. If you want my mailing address,
You can give me your address. It's okay. It's just for our records.
Okay. Because I think the address that my business is registered under is slightly mm-hmm. different from my mailing address. But even if mail gets sent to the business address, it'll still get redirected anyway.
Okay.
So 4311 Lake Washington Boulevard Northeast, Kirkland, Washington, 98033. Apartments 1103.
Okay, 1103. And what was the zip code there?
98033.
Oh, okay. So give me a second, man. Okay, here it is. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. How's your day going so far, man, aside from this whole Google Verified thing, brother?
It's fine. It's stupid. My company that I work full-time for is hardly bringing in any calls this month.
Okay.
And then the only call they sent me to today was at a trailer park. It was like the worst trailer park ever. And the only work that needed done was on big electrical equipment that's technically commercial equipment that I don't even do. So it was
okay.
A total waste of time. It took like 2 hours round trip.
Well, hopefully once you get VoLab going, man, it's going to be a different story for you, you know?
Yeah.
I've had the pleasure of dealing with so many companies like yours. Well, not all electric, right, but with guys who have a secondary job and they're just getting their feet off the ground. And, you know, I touched bases with them a few months later, and they're just like, nah, man, I don't work there anymore, you know, just running my own thing. And that's awesome to hear, you know, because it lets us know, too, we're doing something right. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be a big deal for sure. And then I can just keep sending you guys money indefinitely. If you guys, you know, because that's what good business is, as long as it's a win-win situation.
That's what it's all about, man.
The money's not a big deal.
You hit the nail right on the head, brother. I mean, in order for us to establish long-term relationships with our clients, you have to have where to pay that monthly due, right? I mean, it's not where, okay, well, I'm paying a monthly due, but where's my cut, you know?
Yeah.
So it has to work that way. And I say that all the time to the customers. It's like, you know, and that's one thing about the Google Verified is that, you know, it doesn't let people down, man. And, you know, it has a 96% retention rate. I mean, that's just unheard of. It's a pretty amazing. Okay. Now, I do need to create a password for the account, Evan. This is in case you ever call us, you ever wanted to make a change, you know, whatever the case is. If you want to contact us, we have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's three security questions. You're able to choose one. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay, and what is that?
Everett, Washington.
Okay, can you spell that?
Everett.
Everett. Oh, okay. Everett. I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say something else. I've never been to Washington, brother. I mean, I've been out in California. I've been to other states, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, of course, for Vegas, but never Washington. Am I missing out on anything?
Washington is nice. I like it. No. California gets too hot sometimes.
Okay. You been to Canada, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
See, that's my next planned trip. Never visit Canada, but I hear it's pretty nice out there, man. So
it depends where you go, I'm sure, just like anywhere. The majority of Canada is not that exciting.
Really? I mean, why do you say that, if you don't mind me asking?
There's a decent amount of it that's just pretty rural, out in the woods, and then if you go downtown, they have a big drug problem like everybody else with homeless.
So it's also like pretty hood out there?
In some areas, yeah. And downtown Vancouver, which is like one of the biggest cities, it smells like piss and there's hobos everywhere.
Sorry, man, I didn't mean to laugh. You said that.
No, because Kirkland, it's like the nicest bougie city, but it's not as big as Seattle, but it's right next to Seattle.
Okay.
And they have a better crackdown for all the homeless. Like, there's no homeless here. And then you get all the successful people that made the money in the big city and then came over this way for a better area, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
That's why all the houses, 2 million plus, just for like a two bed.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're not working on Monday, Evan, but on Tuesday, you'll get a call from one of our IT guys. I'm sure you understand. I mean, I'm sure you dealt with the IT department in the past. These are the guys that do all the back end work. They'll do the Google Verify. That'll ask you for, the license and so forth. What time on Tuesday will you have about maybe 30 to 40 minutes to spare?
6 p.m. PST.
6 p.m. PST. Okay. My last appointment that we have PST will be 3 p.m. Evan, we're here since we can do 7 a.m. all the way up to 3 p.m.
Okay. Let's try for 7 a.m. then. I'll talk to you guys while I'm driving.
Okay. Let me just make sure I have that available because I did that earlier and I told the guy, yes, let's do 1 o'clock, and then I didn't have it. So let me just verify that really quick, and then we'll get you all wrapped up here. All right. Let's see. It's going to be – you work on Monday or you're off?
Yeah, I work.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Every day. Sunday, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now we're off for President's Day. That's why I was asking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, put you down 7 a.m. for Monday. Give me 1 second. Okay, perfect. All right. So I just locked in that spot here for you. Bear with me. Okay, perfect. That's locked in. Okay. Almost done, brother. Thank you for being patient, man.
No problem.
And then, Evan, in reference to taking care of the $499, there's two ways that the company allows you to do that. You can either use a company card or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
Personal.
Personal, okay. Now, because we do work with very secure systems, also on behalf of Google, the name on the card has to match identically or our system will reject it. So the card says Evan Cade. Was there a middle initial or middle name?
No, there's no middle initial.
Okay, just Evan Cade. Okay, perfect. Bear with me.
And you said this is for how much?
$499.
Okay.
$499. Just keep in mind that every month after that, it's $299. Once the Google Verified is good and says that you're clear, that you don't have any any felonies. I'm sorry, you left at that yourself. I know it's got to be asked some questions sometimes that I'm just glad not everybody gets offended.
Yeah. Once hopefully that, it clears, but if not, like you were saying, it only matters if it's crazy stuff, huh? So maybe we can dispute anyway.
Yes, you know what? One thing that I do know that they look for mainly is human trafficking is where they'll reject you 100%.
Yeah,
so,
you were saying, so it's definitely not that, so right. It's not violent, so even if it's upset, they'll probably not care.
Right, right. Okay, perfect. Bear with me here. Okay, and is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
The MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. All MasterCards start with the number 5, Evan. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
All right, 1 second. Five two eight seven four nine one two one zero zero seven four zero zero five.
Expiration?
0629.
06-2029, and then there's what's called the CC code, right? It's going to be the 3 digits behind the card.
692.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
692.
692. Okay. All right, Evan, stand by 1 second while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one. So bear with me here 1 second. You will get all these confirmations that are going to come through to your email as soon as everything is processed. Before I get this done, I just have to read to you what is called the voice verification, and then we can get things rolling. So let me just read this here pretty brief. It's just making sure I have everything correct on my end. So once I'm done here, then we'll get everything rolling here. Before I process the payment, Evan, I do have to walk you through what is called a voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you. Keep in mind, Evan, this call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance and, of course, as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the company?
Verify the name of my company? Yeah, it's Volt Lab Electric.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Evan Cade, owner.
Thank you very much, brother. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Volt Lab Electric, correct?
Correct.
And you are an authorized party on the billing account that you provided, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Evan, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Okay.
So that was a question. I'm sorry, but that's it. We ask that if you're willing to be responsive to our emails and calls when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Keep in mind that you...
from this number?
I beg your pardon?
Is it all going to be from this number?
That's correct, yes. You're going to get calls from this number, the number that's coming from here. You might get calls from the 888 customer service number if it's one of our techs, so keep that in mind. But I'll send you that info as well. And then I'm going to send you my number directly, too, if you ever want to reach me. You're more than happy to do that. And then if you need my help, I can help with the, you know, with whatever I can, and if it's something that's just a little bit, you know, over my area, then I'll send you to the correct department. But,
okay, perfect.
You know,
and
just
what's
so you know.
Number, that you called me on? What should I say?
Let me send that to you right now. Give me 1 second. Alright, I just texted it over to you. That's the number when you can reach me at. It's really simple. You can also text me back to that number. It goes directly to me. Evan, I'm going to be frank with you. I prefer text messages because I'm on the phone almost all day long. So when I get a text, I'll text you back and say, hey, brother, give me 30 minutes, give me 40 minutes, I'll give you a call back. Okay. But if you ever wanted to call in, you can do that and then ask for my extension, which is 1128.
Okay.
Okay. Keep in mind, because of increased visibility, you are going to be now on the Google Verified, which is right at the top. If you get calls from anyone, you know, and then you might get calls from people saying, hey, you want to get our service or whatever the case is, there's one way that you will verify that it's us calling if you need to. I mean, obviously, you'll know by the number, but if you wanted to verify 100% it's us, you can always ask, hey, what's my security question or what city was I born in? And we have to respond with Everett, okay? If you don't get that answer, then you definitely know it's not Local Splash.
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward as of today, okay? Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts, which means that if you – I mean, I don't think you'll have to do it, but sometimes owners have, like, different companies in different states, and they have different marketing companies. So we like to know that, so we're not duplicating our efforts. So if you do happen to come across, you know, hiring someone, we just ask that you keep us up to date with that. Keep us in the loop.
All right, sounds good.
As part of the verification process, keep in mind it's essential that we receive the required documents when you get the call from the IT guys. From the operations team. This could include like your business license, your insurance, you know, any pictures you want us to upload or so forth. We ask that you kindly submit those documents within 7 days, Evan. Okay. So we ask to please, you know, when you get the call from the technician, excuse me, that you please submit everything within 7 days. And then the question is, do you agree to submit these documents within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay.
And can I submit them on email, or do I have a login portal or something?
You're going to have a portal. I'm glad you asked that. See, you are definitely on top of things. Yes, you're going to have what we call a dashboard where you can upload documents to that, and the technician will give you access to that, or you can email up directly as well. But you'll definitely have access to that.
All right.
Again, your initial payment will be processed today, which is February 13th, in the amount of $499. When this renews, keep in mind it renews next month, March 13th, but it's going to be $249 moving forward. Once the Google verification process is done, then that's when you'll get a call from the Google Verified department to do the allocation for the budget, and then you'll start inquiring the leads from that time on. Again, this is, and like I said, we asked for a 3-month verbal agreement. There's no contract attached to this. Like I said, the payment will be done automatically for the $249 next month, March 13th, for the amount of $249. Keep in mind that you have the right to discontinue your agreement at any time with us, okay? And you can do that by contacting our customer support number. If you have a pen, let me give you that number.
Okay.
It's 877-635-6225.
And you said this is the Splash customer support?
Yeah, Splash customer support, yeah. If you cancel the account within the first 90 days, a term fee could apply, but to prevent those charges from the next month's service, we ask that you call customer support 3 days before the next billing cycle if you decide to stop the service. Now, the 877-635-6225 number, that's the number you can get a hold of directly at customer support. Or if you need me, the number that I text you from, you can also message me if there's anything that you need help with or any concern. And if I can help you, I'll get you to the correct department. Okay? You're going to get the confirmation right now. Bear with me here 1 second. You're going to start getting emails right now, brother, as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get the you know, welcome to Local Splash, and you're gonna get all those the emails are gonna start coming through in about maybe 30 seconds from now. There's one particular email that's gonna say Local Splash initial invoice, which is your invoice. That one there is going to have your invoice, and it's going to have something that says, please click here to accept our subscription terms, which means that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that you are the person that's authorized to use the card that you pay with, and that the payments will be charged every 13th of the month. Once you accept that, then we can get the ball rolling, so that way the technicians don't have to go over that with you. So let me know if you got it. Let me double-check here on my end if it was sent over to you already.
Okay.
Okay. It's showing that you should have received it right now, brother.
All right. Let me check.
It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. When you open that up, it's going to say, hello, Evan. Your invoice is located below. And then right underneath that, what you're looking for is please click here to accept subscription terms. And it's going to be a little highlighted click here.
Okay, it wants me to log in right away.
No. Then you went to the wrong one. You went to where it says access my dashboard. You went to the wrong spot. You don't have the access to
the application form?
Excuse me?
Do I need to access the application form?
No, yeah, we're not there just yet. We need to get this done first. So what we're looking for is click here to accept subscription terms. Try to find that email. It's going to be under the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. So if you found the right one, you're going to see your phone number, the 360-965-5881, and right underneath that, it's those three little boxes that says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number. I certify that I am the authorized cardholder of the credit card and the information is complete and accurate. And I acknowledge that the payment is automatically, and of course, it's on the 13th of next month.
Yeah,
so you got to click those three little boxes. Once you click those boxes, right underneath that, it's going to say your name, Evan Cade. Then it gives you an empty box where you type in your name, Evan, then Cade, and then once you type in your name, it has to be exactly the way it is, capital E and then capital C with the space in the middle, and then hit confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, and then I'll receive the confirmation letting me know if you did it correctly.
It's already done.
Okay, stand by. You're absolutely correct. Yep. All right. So what you have to do on your end, it's going to redirect you to another page where it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about that. The technician is going to go over with you that step by step. It's pretty simple to access your dashboard. So on your end right now, you're all set, brother. You know, again, I'm going to be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash. We look forward in this being a long-term relationship. Like you said, as long as you're happy, we're looking forward to you joining our thousands of clients that have been with us for many, many, many years. You know, and again, the way that we do that is by obviously making sure that we're both winners. You know, and that's the only way to, you know, establish long-term relationships. So again, brother, welcome to the company. Please do me a favor. Do not miss that 7 a.m. phone call on Tuesday. If you can set a reminder, I'll send you an email as a courtesy reminder. But do me a favor. Try not to miss that call. I only say that because if you do, then, you know, I'll have to reschedule, and sometimes it could take a day or two. So I prefer if you're just, you know, attentive to that. You're going to get the call anywhere from 7 a.m. to 7:05. Usually there's just a little bit of a window, you know. So again, you got my number as well, Evan. If you have any questions, concerns, anything that comes up, man, don't hesitate to shoot me a text, and I'll get right back to you.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity to working with us. I can assure you that, you know, you're not going to regret this one, especially being on the Google Verified. It's a game changer, man. Again, I can sit here and tell you all I want. Obviously, it's, you know, actions speak louder than words, brother. But, you know, we'll be in touch on Tuesday, and we'll get the ball rolling from there.
All right. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Bye.